Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
From Under the Rock Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is The Strange Chameleon Show, a podcast with style, soul, and sarcasm, along with laughter, love, and listen! Follow them now on iTunes. I promise, you won't, I mean you will be entertained.
I don't know. Ever since. Welcome to the Strange Chameleon Show, by the way.
Welcome to the Strange
Ever since Chameleon you got me into that, I don't know, I've just been all about that Kill Mother Effin' Depeche Mode.
Yeah! Kill Mother Effin' Depeche Mode. KMFDM. That's our intro, everyone, in case you're wondering who's it by.
Looking for Strange.
Yes.
Name of it, right?
Off the remix, Looking for Strange, which is a great song. By the way, I have communicated with the lead singer, Lucia
really?
Cifarelli, and... Could you not...
Cicarelli? What was it?
Could you not do that?
Do
scratching
what?
Groin...
Sorry
right in
about
front
that.
Of me. It's weird.
I didn't think you were paying attention.
I'm trying to host a podcast here.
Why are you looking?
I'm trying to be a professional here. Well, how can I not look?
That's
Jeez.
Right. That's true. How can
My
you
goodness.
Not?
So,
yeah.
Wait, I was going to ask you something. I was going
to
ask.
Why my penis continues to itch? I don't know. I don't know why it keeps itching.
Ew.
I mean, I bathe and everything. I take showers.
Stop doing it. Stop it. Ugh. Oh, my gosh. He's scratching the mic, by the way.
Oh, that's my pants.
No.
About?
Oh, my gosh. We're off to a lovely start here at the Strange Chameleon Show.
I'm not used to this time zone. I mean, we're in the Eastern Pacific. Right?
No, this is Eastern, the Pacific.
This is the Pacific. No, we're in Eastern time or something. We're off.
Chameleon is a blonde in real life.
Yeah.
That explains a lot.
Please.
See, now I don't even know what I was going to talk about. I lost my train of thought.
That can happen.
That can. No, yes.
No, yes.
Lead
yes
singer
or no?
Of KMFDM.
Right.
They just finished their album, which will be out by summertime, and she would love to stop by once they come and tour in LA.
Beautiful. Awesome.
It's going to be a dream come true for me because I've been following their music for quite some time.
You're
now
the number one fan.
I'd like to think I am, but I'm sure
there's other ones that
there are other ones
hardcore.
That are like crazy stalkers or something that have KMFDM tattooed on their body somewhere. I'm not one of those.
Why not?
I have them engraved in my heart.
Oh, that's cute.
it's
not good enough.
It's enough for some. It's enough for some. But that was an interesting elevator ride, right? On the way up here.
On the way up here. Yeah, it was kind of different, huh? I mean,
there were people in the elevator.
There,
we're not used to that.
We're not used to encountering with other people.
Yeah, we typically do the show Sundays, so there's like no one in the building, and we can park anywhere we like.
Yeah, now there's like a lot of people,
cars, people in the elevators, which I'm not used to that. Like
mm-hmm.
I said, it's weird. And then they're talking. This guy was speaking in a language I couldn't understand. He was probably saying, what? I just picked my nose this morning.
Pretty much. It was probably something really dumb and, you know, just simple. But he was speaking so, like, focused. And he was like, he was sounding so serious, and it was probably just like, you know, I had some, you know, Fruity Loops this morning, and it was delicious.
And it was great, I tell you, it was delicious. It was the blue one. That is my favorite one.
Yeah, yeah, it was probably something dumb like that. And then there was a girl in there, right?
Yeah.
That was working for them. It looks like at the
yeah,
end because they
like
went into the
bored.
Same office.
She didn't want any
She was
part
really
of that.
Bored. She looks like she's miserable there because they probably speak yeah. in this different language the whole time. And she's just like the secretary or something. And she's yeah. just like, she hates her life.
You know, I remember in school, I would get in trouble if I spoke in Spanish with another kid.
Mm.
And now they're making a big deal out of this because of the times and what it is. But this has been going on for quite some time. I mean, I know that I would get in trouble, which I thought was, I don't know. Now it's considered like racist or something. But back then I could kind of understand and then kind of not. I don't know. The teacher I had was pretty racist, in all honesty.
Really?
No, she really was. She was, yeah, I could see, like, she would treat the ethnic kids a little differently.
That's not cool. That is not cool at all.
Yeah, I remember this one girl, white girl. I don't even know if she intended to lie, or maybe she just didn't know what she saw, or she thought she saw something, but it was something where she put the blame on me for doing something which I didn't do. But it was something weird, like, oh, okay, maybe she made a mistake, you know, because mm-hmm. I didn't sense, you know, any harmful intentions coming from her, but she seemed to believe she saw whatever it is she saw. But immediately she just believed her, and I, you know, got written standards for it. But then if I would say something like, oh, hey, this kid did this or that, she would like, you know, hesitate to
have
jump
suspicions,
like, jump to action. But if it was a white kid
here.
Accusing, you know, me, Hispanic kid, she apparently didn't think about it twice. So, yeah, I would notice things like that.
I don't know if you're telling the truth right now. I have my suspicions on you.
I am telling the truth, actually. I'm telling you the truth.
I think it's the color of your teeth.
What is wrong with the
They're
color of
your
teeth?
They're not dark enough. They need to be darker.
What does that have to do with anything?
I'm just being racist.
That doesn't make any sense.
I'm being dentally racist.
Dentally racist. I don't think that's a thing.
It is now.
But it is for you because you're the chameleon, so of course.
Sure.
But the other night, we... A laundromat owner was attacked in Los Feliz. Thanks to a bar next to his...
Oh, gosh.
That is open until 4 a.m.
The new 4 a.m. This is the new 4 a.m.
This is a taste of what is to come.
Just a little taste.
A little
just imagine this
taste.
10 times worse.
Just imagine this all over LA.
Yeah.
People are going to be getting jumped left, right. UFC fights everywhere.
I don't know about you, but I mean, I get happy when I drink.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you do.
But there's also...
And you get very romantic, by the way.
Well, thank you. And just on myself, you know. No. But come on, you got to love yourself. You got to love yourself first before any other people.
Well, that's...
That's why I love myself so much.
Absolutely, 100%.
I make
accurate.
Out with myself. I touch myself.
Well, I don't know about that. That just seems...
I get romantic with myself.
Okay.
Maybe that might be a little too much, but it's okay.
All right.
The exception of the rule. Anyways, no but just imagine... I mean, when I drink, though, I get happy... Whatever, yeah. Romantic. But there's certain people that get angry.
I feel, I know, I know, but I really believe that that's something within themselves that they haven't worked through. You know, it unleashes your like inner demons.
It kind of does.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get more.
That's why alcohol
ballsy. You get
it's considered
more
spirit.
Confident sometimes. People drink for confidence, but then when the confidence doesn't work out very well, they get angry, agitated, you know, things like that. But what happened to this poor gentleman?
It's terrible. Yeah, he got sick. Beaten with a, he was kicked, punched, stomped.
And I'm sorry. Ugh. You're going to hate me. He couldn't take the chick down. It was a girl.
No, it wasn't just
no,
her.
No, but she was part of it. There was a guy,
yeah,
and then there was a girl.
Yeah, two attacks.
At least get a couple blows on the girl. Come on, before you fall down, you know? Get a couple blows in there. She's stomping on him, and he can't do anything about it. But that was already when the guy was punching him and all that stuff.
Yeah,
so I get it. He was gangbanged. Yeah. I mean, he was attacked.
No, I could tell that she just took advantage of the situation because he was already, you know, losing his balance, didn't really know where he was. He was already concussed.
I'm sorry, he was what?
He was concussed.
He was concussed.
You've never heard of that word before?
It's a short version of concussion.
Do we have a visitor? Oh, we got to move the car.
Oh, we have to move the car. Well, so, we gotta go.
We gotta go. We gotta move the car. Sorry, guys. That's it. Thank you so much for tuning. We just got word that our car needed to be moved.
It's all good.
You know what?
We have assistance to help us out with that.
Yes. Thank you very much, Sam.
Thank you
you're
very
the
much.
Best. Why you're the best. You know what though? This is why I always make it a point to write my name. Well, not necessarily my name.
Your address, your social.
No.
No.
Just my telephone number when I park. If it's, you know, one of those.
But wait a minute. You've been giving out wrong telephone numbers usually.
Happened.
Yeah.
No.
Like when you don't want someone to actually call you, you change the numbers around.
Oh,
remember
yeah,
you telling me that.
Yeah. I always change the last.
What if you get confused?
No. Because this is the trick.
Oh, wait. It's 87.
No. Because this is the trick. You just change one number. I always change just one number at the end. No, at the end.
At the end. Oh,
the
okay.
Last number I change.
Okay.
And it's to zero. It's easy. See?
By default, zero, huh?
It's easy to remember, see?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's easier.
It's easy to remember.
It's easier.
See?
It's easier. No, I'm just kidding anyway. I don't know what I'm saying. It's easier.
I don't know why that's funny, but somehow it made me laugh. Maybe because I was just looking at you.
Oh, thank you.
That was an insult.
Well, thank you. I take it as a compliment.
I take it as a compliment. That's right.
Real quick. So I'm sorry about that gentleman. That sucks. And I have more important news, though. So we have... all right, so... As you know,
get
to
the
it.
Point.
I work independently.
Okay, yes. Share a story. Why don't you? Share it now, though. I don't have all day.
Oh, sorry.
People don't have all day.
So I work independently, and I just got hired by a company.
You already said that.
I got hired by a company.
You said that.
And they need me to do a drug test.
Boom!
Boom.
Busted.
I passed.
I told you it would catch up. Oh, what?
Yeah, I took it. No big deal. I don't do any drugs. I don't know what you're talking about. Anyways.
Good. No. It's good you passed.
Yeah. But it was kind of funny because there was this guy that was in there and he was an older gentleman, maybe late 40s, but we were getting water because you can drink water. You're not supposed to drink or eat anything 12 hours before the test. I didn't know that. Or maybe I just forgot. It can happen. But 12 hours, that's a long time
not
to eat.
I'm betting you forgot.
I probably just forgot.
No,
but that's a long time not to eat. So I'm gonna have to stop by like not eating by what? Because I went in.
So wait,
in
wait,
the
wait.
Afternoon. It so what? 8 o'clock p.m. 9 something.
24 hours.
Yeah. So 12 hours. Okay. So yeah, I probably have to not eat by like 3-4 a.m. or something. Anyways.
No, that is a long time.
So
because to fast, typically you don't have to have anything after 7. And then you go in, like, at least, like, 12 hours.
Yeah. So I end up eating the morning. Yeah. And, you know, it's a urine test, so it's not a big deal. So I, you know, but I go on command. So when someone says go, like, I go. It's weird. It's when I'm an actor,
really?
But when I pee. I'm a peeing actor.
You know what, Hollywood? So, if you are looking for the next P actor.
Yeah.
This
contact
is
me.
Your guy right here. Guy. There is no one else like him, I tell you.
I
no
pee on
one
command.
Else.
And sometimes it's not on command. I just pee because I can't control my bladder. Anyways, so I'm there. Oh, man, I really got to go. And I'm drinking water and I'm like holding it because I know it's like, you know, I got enough to, you know, fill the entire clinic. So,
okay.
Anyways, so.
Fascinating.
But. Who doesn't have enough is this guy I was talking to.
Oh, my God.
And he announces it to me as we're drinking water, mm-hmm. you know, not off the same cup. I mean, they're separate cups, obviously.
I figured that.
Yeah, but we're drinking water together and all that.
What, are you guys drinking from troughs?
Yeah.
Like cows?
No. No. But... So we're doing that, and then he's like, yeah, I'm just, I didn't have enough to fill up the cup, so I'm kind of waiting until I can go again, and so I'm just drinking water and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, that's good to know. Okay, thanks. That's a little too much information for me, and I was like, but whatever. It's cool. It was interesting.
I'm trying to focus here.
Yeah, I'm trying to focus here. I
got
to pee, and I'm...
urine problems to worry about. And selfish.
It sucks for you, man. I got plenty, but it sucks for you. You can't even fill it. I mean, you can't fill, and it's small milliliters. It's small. It's not even that much.
Let me ask you something. Was he
and
big?
He couldn't. He wasn't really big. No, he was medium size. I mean, he was.
He probably doesn't drink
husky.
A lot of water.
It's probably that, but it's like you can't fill. I mean, even if you. Already went and you go again, you have enough to fill up what they're asking for. It's like a small amount. He couldn't even fill that up. He probably went like 2 drips and he was like, I'm done. So anyways, poor guy, but he was talking about it. And then so there's like 2 girls in the front and they're, you know, they're the ones that sent him back to be like, just wait a little bit and you can come back and go again. But this guy started his shift. And he's doing his thing. He helped a couple people. And then the guy goes back and he's like, I'm ready to go. I think I got enough to fill up this time. And it's like, this is not no sperm clinic or, you know, it's not, I don't know what you're talking about. The guy looked at him like, okay, what's your last name? They go through the process.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right, please hold on, and we'll get to you in a bit, you know, kind of thing.
He's all weirded out.
Yeah, it was very awkward. Just wanted to share that. It was pretty fun.
Thank you for sharing that. Sounds like you had a great time.
Well, you know, when you wait there for about an hour, when you really have to go, it's one of those things that, like, it's interesting when you get some, like, weirdos coming in, and it's kind of fun.
A lot of things happen at the doctor's office and things like that, you know, that type of setting. I used to work in the medical field, and there's a lot of interesting characters that walk through the door. A lot of interesting characters and characters.
Characters? Characters.
Characters and characters.
Little characters. Characters.
But
anyways.
That is that's not a typical
Easter joke.
Requirement to have you fast. I mean, you're not going there to get your liver checked. That's weird.
What are you talking about? Fasting.
Yes, they asked you not to have anything 24 hours prior.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
I don't know if that guy knew what he was talking about.
It was in the letter that they emailed me to say, please do not eat 12 hours before you go and do your
typically
process.
That's if you're, that's if a long you're time. Getting yeah your lipids checked, your liver, things like that,
my prostate or something. Prostate exam.
I didn't say that. Stop talking about,
if I stop talking we will have no podcast.
Stop talking about anyways.
Boom, 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 boom. Zip it. Good.
You know what's been bugging me lately?
Your face?
Aside from that.
My face.
Aside from that.
Okay.
The U.S. Bank used to be the tallest building, but now it's the Wilshire Grand Central, which isn't even that tall, but they consider it tall because, oh, it has a spear at the top.
Isn't that the one that has a slide too?
No. No, that's the U.S. Bank.
That's the U.S. Bank. Okay.
Yeah. No, that one is the other one. When they were making it, they were almost done, and a guy supposedly committed suicide.
Ooh. Do you smell that?
I do. I smell cover-up.
Mm.
I don't believe that he did. I never believed that he did. And I'm always pretty good about this stuff. So, yeah. You know, sometimes, first of all, the Cecil Hotel, which has been changed to Stay on Main, because there's so many bizarre deaths that happen at the Cecil Hotel, especially the latest one when they found a girl floating in their water tank that had been there for 2 weeks.
That was Cecil.
That was at the Cecil Hotel,
Her name was Cecil.
No, it was
That's how they named it, Cecil Hotel.
No, her name was Lam Elisa.
No, it wasn't.
No, it was Elisa Lam. That was her name.
Lisa Laminelli? No, I'm just kidding.
No.
I think that's a comedian. You get it?
No.
Anyways, no.
But, you know, before I used to say
Noah's Ark?
Yeah, and then I would have people say, where's Noah? There's no Noah here. Stop saying Noah.
You know the two names that are very weird, and it's I can imagine it's probably awkward for these kind of people. What was it? Eileen? There's Eileen?
Why Eileen?
No, I know you have a friend, Eileen.
Oh, yes, I do. I forgot.
You forgot your own friend?
No, because...
No, I'm just kidding.
When you said Eileen, I was thinking of, like, Eileen. There's a name that's spelled I-L-E-N-E.
Yeah.
That's like Eileen.
There's Eileen.
Yes.
And Elaine. Elaine.
Ah,
so
yes.
Those two names are very confusing. Like, oh my God. Go ahead and pick Elaine. Which lane should I pick? No, pick Elaine. She's right there. Pick Elaine. I don't know which lane. What are you? I'm so confused. And then Eileen, you know, like, my back is hurting. Can you?
No, it's not going to work. It's not going to work.
Can you please, Eileen, over to pick up the dog poop.
Yeah. Eileen does love dogs. She used to dog walk.
Yeah.
But
those are the two names that just kind of throw off, like Eileen over to do whatever. You know, it's like you can use it into a sentence. You know, you pick it.
This is so random.
You try Eileen and then you want to try one? Nope, you're going to leave me hanging? All right. Those are the two names. Don't you think it's kind of weird? I you know, those are the two names that's kind of...
I'm going
to lean. Yeah, there you go.
My back hurts. I'll lean on this wall.
Ah, that's a good one.
That's way better than yours.
Yeah. Whatever.
But, no, okay. The tallest building is not Wilshire Grand Central.
Yes, I forgot we're still talking about this.
That is fraud. Liars. It is still the U.S. Bank. It's still the U.S. Bank.
It still
is. By
the
power invested in me, it is still the U.S. Bank.
Okay.
Period. End of story. So the ending of, I know that we actually don't follow Game of Thrones.
The show. I've been hearing good things about it. Everyone's saying,
everyone,
oh my gosh.
There is Game of Thrones fever, and last night was the finale.
No, we missed
it? Yes, we missed it. Like we cared. Come on. So leading up.
I can always Netflix it.
Right, yeah. Leading up to the finale, there was apparently two things going on. Fans have already, they went to change.org and they gathered 1 million signatures because fans are upset about the ending of Game of Thrones.
Really? They were?
Yes. 1 million signatures. They're upset. Yes. They're angry.
How did this happen?
Angry, I tell you. It's Game of Thrones fever.
Let's try to act out. How did this happen? What was the ending? Let's make our own ending.
I don't know.
Don't you know? Did you fire into the hound?
No. So. Gotcha.
You smiled. You smiled. I thought there was someone behind me, and you did get me.
Gotcha.
Damn it. So, okay, people are upset about the Game of Thrones ending.
Yeah,
and
what happened?
Also, there was a water bottle featured in the Game of Thrones. And last week, I believe it was last week or 2 weeks ago, people on social media were going crazy because someone left a Starbucks cup on the table as a prop.
Oh my, as a prop?
Well, it wasn't supposed to be there. So I guess someone, one of like the actors, they were drinking, and then the prop guy forgot to remove that.
Yeah, because you're not going to take a star's cup
He's
away.
He's probably fired by now. Okay, you guys, they probably fired him. Or maybe they didn't, and then bam, a water bottle appeared. So maybe you should have fired this guy.
I think I would have caught that. And you know yeah. what? You have to be aggressive. Because that's yeah. your job. You can't be scared of the stars and be like, should I take his coffee cup or hers? I mean, I don't want to get in trouble. They might yell at me like Christian Bale or something, you know? So.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, and all he
and
did.
And how was it?
Don't stop doing that. Things are going to.
How was it?
Be destroyed. Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
Oh, good for you.
Or something.
That was epic.
That was crazy.
That was epic. Everyone couldn't get enough of Christian Bale's meltdown.
Mm-hmm.
That was really funny.
That was good stuff.
It was very good stuff.
Yeah, that guy had to change his drawers after.
I know.
I'm sure he pooped his pants for sure.
The director felt so bad for the guy, I could tell.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, oh my gosh.
Well, to be fair, it wasn't the first time he got in the way, though.
Yeah,
like
that's
second
what I
or
heard.
Third. He gave
yeah.
him like three chances, really.
That's what I heard.
It's like, okay, lighting guy, you're in the way, and he's trying to focus on his lines. Like, one time, cool. Second time, all right, man, you're pissing me off, but I'll let it slide. Third time, get the F out. You're done. You'll
you're
never
done.
Work in this town again. I'll blacklist you. Oop, oop, can't talk. Well, whitelist you. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, that's right. We did a segment a while ago. Yeah. Why does the blacklist got to be black?
Yeah.
Right? You know, Black Friday is actually a good thing because that's when the stocks become high because there's so many people purchasing things.
Yeah.
It turns black. It signifies something good, though.
That's true.
It's Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's how they label it. They color black. So, yeah. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's bad.
Why can it be green? Because
well,
good is green.
You. Yeah, it has.
No, I'm talking about like Black Friday. Couldn't the stocks and everything just go green because it's good?
Maybe because.
Thumbs up? I don't know. It's weird.
Maybe because it involves money And money is the root of all evil.
Money is the root of all evil.
And that is why it's considered Black Friday.
Oh.
Whoa. That's my strange theory on that.
Oh. Well, sorry.
It's okay. Smithers is behind schedule himself.
He's behind schedule too. I don't even think he's here.
Where is that guy? We haven't seen him in a while. Maybe we should call the cops and do a welfare check.
Yeah, we should.
See if he's
make
still
sure
kicking.
He's doing all right.
Yeah. Well, in other news.
Yes.
Amazon. Okay, so because of Game of Thrones being the huge success that it became, Amazon just bought the rights to Lord of the Rings for guess how much money.
All right, let's figure this out. All right.
Dun, 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 dun,
this is not dun, Jeopardy or anything.
Bum, bum, bum,
bum, bum. Carry the one. Figure about six zeros after that. Okay. And there is a remainder, okay, right? Minus, add a smiley face. I'm going to say about 6 million.
No, not even close.
Not even close.
Not even.
Low or high? Right in the range?
Way higher.
Higher, okay. Oh, gotcha. You know what? I forgot to carry the 6 on top of the 2.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. 18 million.
No.
Am I even close?
No.
Wow.
I want to give you another chance, though.
All right, last chance. Is it a double digit? Triple? Is it a double?
It's triple.
Triple. Gotcha. It is 124 million.
Wait a minute.
The whole trilogy, right? The whole thing. The rights to everything.
Yes. What did you just say?
124 million.
No.
Higher?
Mm-hmm.
150. 250.
Yes. $250 million.
I knew it, you know?
No,
I knew
you
it. I knew it from the start.
No, you did not exactly. $250 million for the rights, $750 million to film 6 series, making it the most expensive TV show ever in American history.
Wow. To make the series out of that whole thing.
Lord of the Rings, because they saw the just...
The potential.
Well, the success of Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
And they want to be that next big thing, because you know they're just stressing out. They Game of Thrones ended, and now these networks are in the race. Who's going to be the next quote unquote Game of Thrones? That is huge.
Yeah,
that's a lot of money. Wow. Whoa.
You know what I just realized? I'm just watching the screen here. LA Talk Radio. Studios.
Uh-huh.
Is abbreviated. Laters. Later or laters. If I'll abbreviate it.
Chameleon, I don't know if you really did pass that drug test.
I promise you I did.
I don't know if you did.
With
okay.
Flying colors.
I'm not quite so sure.
Yeah. I could be hallucinating.
You know,
that's where the colors came in.
You know the one thing that a lot of people use from the Bible, even though they're not even real followers of Christ?
What's that?
There's a scripture, a passage in a scripture that people use a lot. That's, hey man, eye for an eye, you know?
Yeah, the eye for an eye.
The eye for an eye. But that's not even, see, this is...
A tail for a tail.
That's what you like to say. That's not even the whole passage. Because it had nothing to do with revenge. revenge amongst each other. It had to do with protecting the well-being and sanctity of an unborn child. So if someone beat a woman that was pregnant, for instance, or, you know, hurt a child moment it was born, you know, early stages of being born, just a baby. That's what the passage refers to.
Oh, so you got...
So if someone hurts an unborn child...
You're going to get an eye on top of an eye. They're like, or maybe just one eye. No. An eye for an eye.
No, if someone hurts...
No, I'm just kidding.
A child, say, and
I know,
for example, beat a pregnant woman, and as a result, the baby lost his or her eyesight, then the perpetrator needs to get his or her eyesight, you know, his or her eyeballs plucked out.
Yes.
So to speak, you know, so if it's an arm, it also says this, if it's an arm, you take that person's arm. So, you know, it just goes to show just the protection, the fearless wrath when it comes to hurting innocent or unborn children.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, it's fascinating to me because...
But people take that out of context and they're like...
They take that out of context.
Eye for an eye, bro.
And then they want to use that to purposefully hurt someone else, you know, over something petty. Like this had to do, you know, with children.
Mm-hmm.
With innocent, which, by the way, when in scripture it says that when Jesus Christ walked the earth, he said, if you hurt a child, it's better for you to be chained with blocks of stones on your chest and thrown into the sea. Like you have a better chance of escaping as opposed to God forgiving such an act. Like, your chances are better off deep in the ocean, tied down, brother.
Oh,
yeah.
Geez.
No, yeah. No,
that's deep.
And I mean, I believe it. I understand it because, you know, children are very innocent and they all deserve protection.
Yes.
And the reason why I say this, and I'm leading up to the disappearance of Duke Flores, which, by the way, they have still not found his body, and... if you didn't tune in last week, the reason why I even brought it up is because the mother, Jackie Contreras, and the aunt, Jennifer Contreras, who are twins, I went to high school with these girls.
Oh, yeah. And I remember that.
The mother of the missing boy is Jackie Contreras. I never really hung out with her. It was mainly her sister, her twin sister, Jennifer. Jackie Contreras always gave me this bad vibe. She always gave me a bad vibe.
Bad vibes.
And, you know, turns out,
an eye for
been...
an eye. No, I was kidding.
Stop.
All right, go ahead.
Turns out years later that I was wrong. I was right.
You ever hear those animals?
Yes.
I remember you didn't know what it was at one time.
What do you mean?
You were like, what the hell is that?
The goats. Yeah.
It was that.
But was it really the goat?
No, it wasn't the goat. It was a, what is that?
To this day, I'm thinking, do they really scream that way?
No.
It's so high pitched.
With the colors.
Oh, yes, peacock. The peacock.
It was a peacock.
I was wondering what the heck that was when we went to this. We went to an equestrian ranch a while back. I'm like, what? Is someone getting killed?
Someone's getting slaughtered? What's going on?
What the heck is going on? I know. That was funny.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's
fine. Chucky Contreras. Go ahead.
Well, the situation is nothing to laugh about because there is
a little boy,
a six-year-old boy, Duke Flores, that's missing. No one knows where the heck he is. Well, these two women don't. And again, Jackie is the mother. She's supposed to. they're still searching for this boy at a landfill up in, in the Palmdale area. It's just, it's sick, right? You go to school with someone and they end up on the news.
That is, it's unfortunate that things like that happen.
It sounds to me like maybe they were doing some hardcore drugs because they just don't remember. Right. There seems to be.
That makes sense.
A lost track of time. And they're like, oh, I don't know. And then the mom, supposedly she said something like to the officers when they got there for the welfare check, like, oh, yeah, well, we haven't seen him since like a week ago because he had autism and he would run away, but then he would come back. But even it's some animal. Yeah, let it loose. It'll return. I mean,
know
that's insane.
How they can figure this out.
How?
This is how they'll be able to remember. Do more drugs. No, think about it. Okay, they were on these crazy drug, right?
LSD.
LSD or something. And they were like in their own little world. Mm-hmm. And now that their mind is sober, they really don't remember because they were in this whole new world. Do the drug again. And sit in a room.
Oh, my
gosh. They'll lock them up, you know, whatever. Take the drug. And think back in your back, go back to your little world, and you'll probably remember. It's probably a little weird, but it will work.
It seems like a scene from Pineapple Express.
Yeah, something. Maybe.
Or, like, what was it? 21 Jump Street.
Yeah.
21 Jump Street was the funniest one, by the way. 22 Jump Street.
No, it was still funny.
I mean, it was still funny. But
yeah, but 21 was like the...
I mean... That was 21 Jump Street was the best one. I don't know. Maybe it was the story, the plot that just really hooked me in more. Perhaps it was that.
It could be.
Yeah.
Either one is pretty good.
And then they had the original cast members. It was Johnny Depp and the other guy's name that I can't recall.
Yeah, you just remember Johnny Depp,
I
huh?
just remember Johnny Depp.
Of course, you can't forget Johnny Depp.
Well, he's been out there for forever. Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, yeah.
All that. All the great stuff.
Great stuff.
What's Eating Gilbert Pirates, Grape?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
I never saw that movie.
You never seen Pirates of the Caribbean?
Never.
Pirates of the Caribbean?
Never.
Neither of them.
Neither. Neither or.
Neither
no.
or.
I never cared for it.
Is you this- should. It's actually...
I heard.
It's like Game of Thrones.
Well, maybe that's why.
Maybe not. No. I think it's a little different.
I don't know why. That's just not my forte.
Yeah, pirate movies.
Yeah,
and all that.
I'm not into it. Yeah. I'm just not. Don't care for it.
You don't car for it.
You know what? I remember when that movie came out, and I was going to Hollywood High with Jennifer Contreras.
Jennifer Contreras. I don't know. It just sounds weird. It sounds like a Jackie Chan movie or something. Espanol.
That is hilarious.
The Spanish version of...
That's
know, some...
really funny. But...
I don't remember. I don't remember where I put the little boy. No. That's not really funny. But
it's not, but you know what?
Do you're more
the,
drugs.
You're the chameleon and it's expected. There was this guy on Hollywood Boulevard. He'd dress up as, what's it called? The pirate? The one that Johnny Depp played? Captain
J. Hook. No.
Anyways.
Yeah.
That pirate.
Oh, what was his name?
Sparrow.
Sparrow,
wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Jack Sparrow.
And he looks so much like him. He looks so much like him.
Really?
I remember I was with a few friends walking down the Hollywood Boulevard, and we really thought it was Johnny Depp. We're like, oh my gosh, is that Johnny Depp?
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, he could have dressed up as, you know, someone that's just working, taking photos with tourists, trying to make a living. That would have been funny. That's something I would totally do. Would you do something?
There's
like
a
that?
Mic right there, just so you know.
Where? Oh, right here. Right in you front mean of you. This thing? Okay. I didn't know what it was. But that's something that I would definitely do. And then just interact with the fans.
Yeah. That'd be cool to do.
I know you do stuff like that all the time.
Yeah. My fans love me. Why are you laughing? I have fans.
No, I'm just laughing.
Yeah, it keeps me cool.
Yeah, you're way cool. You're super cool.
I'm not getting it. I have fans. They keep me cool.
What does that mean?
Fans keep me cool.
Oh, my
I literally
gosh.
Have a bunch of fans, and it keeps me cool because I'm so hot. I'm dancing around and making an ass of myself. And the fans keep me cool because otherwise
you mean,
I'll pass out.
Like right now? No, I love your sense of humor.
Yeah, whatever.
No, I'm serious. All right. I do. I
Thank
do.
You.
Everyone.
I know you do get it. You get it most of the time.
Most of the time.
Some of the time.
You do play a riddle box, sometimes your head can be quite the riddle box.
Yeah,
you
that's
know what
true.
You know what I'm saying?
Know what I'm saying?
All right.
Well, what else is in the news?
Well, funny you ask, because that's it. That's all we got. That's all the time we have, I mean.
That's just true. Well, you know what? I appreciate all you guys. Check us out on iTunes Express. No. Look up Strange Chameleon Show on iTunes. Subscribe. We love you. Peace, love, and tater tots. Thank you all for listening to the Strange Chameleon Show.
What does tater tots have anything to
do? You don't like tater tots?
I do, but all right. I don't understand why you're bringing them up right now.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
From Under the Rock Studios.